Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
You know, it seems like smartphones are becoming more and more adopted by not only business users, but consumers. And as more of this adoption continues, the bad guys seem to be targeting the platform. Android in particular seems to be one that that the bad guys like to target. And I guess recently there was a fake Netflix app that was developed and is a Trojan. I guess, can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Certainly, Matt. Exact details are not clear. This is one of those things that's a developing story. But it appears that a fake Netflix app was posted on an online forum encouraging people to type in their Netflix email address and password in order to steal those. It's not really clear what the value is of having those besides being able to watch videos, but perhaps that's enough for a thief to steal. Although at this point, the back-end server that fake app was using appears to be down, although it's certainly possible that some Netflix users have had their accounts compromised.
So I guess, I mean, it seems like Netflix had an app out there in limited proportion, but I know that they recently released their Netflix app for the Android marketplace. And so I guess, do you think this gave the bad guys then a really opportune time to come out with this fake app?
Well, Netflix is an extremely popular service, and because the initial app was only available on a few devices, there's a lot of interest in getting the APK, the installation file for it, on unsupported devices. Generally speaking, when something like that comes into wide availability, that's when it stops being a target. But because of the introduction of it at this point, the person or persons behind this may have saw that it was just the perfect moment. So yes, that's possible to kind of ride the wave there while there was a lot of interest in getting this third-party app installed.
Right. And I know I've seen, I guess, the images of the real interface versus the fake one that CNET posted, and it looks almost identical. I mean, for an average user, it would be very hard to tell. What are some things that we should look for in knowing what's real and what's fake out there?
Well, the user interface and graphics that appear in an application are going to be the first thing that's copied by any successful criminal author of software. They're going to want to make an app or a web page or program that you install look as convincing as possible. So you can't rely on how something looks. In the case of Android apps, it's always best to go to the source, the Android marketplace in this case, to download software directly. If you download it just from an unauthorized app store or a web forum or just something that you read about and decided to download somewhere on the internet, if you can't trust that source, if it's not the original author or the app store, then you're really taking the security of your device into your own hands, so to speak, throwing away all the layers of protection that the Google has provided, that the app store provided, that the author of that application has provided.
Why do you think, I guess, the Android platform seems to be targeted over some of the other smartphone platforms?
That's a great question. Unlike the iPhone and Windows Phone 7 marketplaces, which have fairly locked down approval processes, it is extremely easy to get an application into the Android market if you're a software developer, malicious or legitimate. Also, it is very easy to install software from third parties on Android devices. It's a little bit more difficult for the iOS and Windows Phone 7 based devices. So the barrier to entry, shall we say, for new software is a lot lower on Android than those other smartphone platforms. And that, coupled with the popularity of the platform, kind of puts a big bullseye on it for malware authors.
And then I guess in terms of other than downloading from the Android marketplace, are there any other tips or things that people can do to keep their Android devices safe?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. If you're not using the password protection functionality of your Android device, consider turning that on. That ensures that if your phone is stolen, no one can start using it immediately before you've had a chance to deactivate it. There's a number of security vendors, including ESET, which have anti-malware software or coming out with anti-malware software for Android devices. You could consider installing that. And again, I have to go back to it. Your device is only as secure as the software that you install on it. So you really should rely on those tools like the Google App Store or going directly to the vendor for the software instead of going through dodgy third-party sites.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for chatting with us about this particular malicious attack that people should look out for, as well as how we can stay safe overall. If you have any questions for Ari, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest information. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.